Good day, brothers and sister, fellow patriots. I hope you're having a wonderful and blessed day. We have a lot going on here. Last night, yesterday, we had the attempted assassination of our President Trump. And I'm going to go over some updates. I'm going to go over some information. I'm going to show you what social media is doing to try to suppress this information from getting out, particularly related to the Facebook page, the amount of people that I have that we have with My Patriots Network on Facebook is incredible, and the fact that they are restricting it is just very, it's very sad to see that. This is about, you can see behind me, we the people, the Constitution, 1776. We are supposed to have a First Amendment right to speech, just like we have the Second Amendment right to bear arms and protect ourselves. We have the First Amendment right to speak. And hopefully this is better today. If you all didn't get to see my video from yesterday, I just did it raw on a Facebook Live, but now I've set up StreamYard this morning, and I had utilized it about a year ago a lot. And I've been working on stuff that we're going to actually, for the whole Patriot movement, working with Sheriff Mack at the CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association, working with Brother Scotty Sachs at Sovereign Radio. Lots of news that we're going to be bringing out. But what's on everybody's mind right now, I watched my beautiful wife of almost 35 years now coming in bawling yesterday as I was on with Brother Scotty Sachs. And we were going over Sovereign Radio because we will be syndicating that to over 200 markets over the next 12 to 15 months. And I'm going to get into more detail about that to get more truth out there. To get, and I'm going to show you this blatant suppression of information that just has been continuing to go on for years and years and years and years now. And we really, if anything of yesterday, and again, I'm going to get into showing you some video clips. I'm going to get into showing you some things going on. I've got updates coming in. Brother Scotty Sachs is wired into a lot of people in the intel. So am I. So is Sheriff Mack. So are all other members of the network that we have, what I like to call the My Patriots Network, MPN, mypatriotsnetwork.com is the main site. But we got a lot going on, folks. We're going to be on this totally continuously to bring you the truth. And we have to keep it, since we're broadcasting right now to both Facebook and YouTube, and I'm going to do an upgrade, something I couldn't get on the Twitter accounts, but I'm going to get all that set up this week to make sure every time we come out, we're getting the maximum reach out there. And then we'll promote the video to, we have hundreds of thousands of people in the database, 220,000 followers on MPN, which you're going to see today on Facebook, and then 10,000 here and that. But we're really going to move forward on reaching more people on the alternative platforms too, like Rumble and all of that, making sure that we have that spider web out there. So if one leg goes down, we can keep pushing forward. One of the things I want to say to you all before we get into the updates on President Trump, hopefully, again, my wife and I did not sleep well last night. Seeing my wife bawling her eyes out, she loves President Trump. She calls him Don Alito. She's Dominican. Her and her sister were crying here on the phone. She was crying right next to me, and her sister was on the phone crying. Lots of people are crying and angry. My blood was boiling. I got to tell you, boiling. And then as the night went on and more videos came out, which I'm going to show you, I even got even more boiling. And I said, you know what? It's time for, some people know me as Papa Truthful. Some people know me as the Patriot. Some people know me as Jimmy Schwinn. I'm just Brother Jimmy. It's time for me to come out more publicly, more lives, and get what we've been involved in, the solutions, like constitutional sheriffs. I mean, do we want to have constitutional sheriffs in our counties? We've seen what happened yesterday with President Trump. The freaking Secret Service was right there. They were on the rooftops. Man, this one, I'm going to show you a video. He was looking right at that area where that dude fired off, what, 5-7 rounds? I don't know exactly how many, but put it into the comments down below. Make sure that you share, like, and comment on this video. It helps. And I'm going to show you how much they're suppressing My Patriots Network because they see us as a threat. They see us as telling the truth. I mean, if you go back to the Patriot and the Llama shows that I did before the Llama went rogue with me and Brother Joseph Land, what I did, and I still got over 65,000 searches happening on it a month on YouTube. I'll show you that too. Remind me, someone, if I don't show it to you, to show it to you, because I want you all to see what's going on. You'll see a lot of stuff that's going on right now. We were talking about years ago, okay? Years ago, and it's only going to get more intense. It's not going to get less intense. It's going to get more intense. That's why you've got to spend time with the Creator, the Heavenly Father, God, whatever you call the Creator of all things, the point of origin that was always there, always been there. Okay? Always there, always been there. The point of origin, God, the Creator. All the other things that were created and helped create, that's one thing. I'm talking about the source, that's always been there and always will be. And that everything's in and everything, and it's within everything. Last night, you know, I'm hearing from people that, oh, this was a show and you know, all of this. And, you know, last night, I think the divine hand, not that I think, I know the divine hand of protection was on President Trump, because a couple meet a little bit more, that would have went right through his head, you know, right through his neck or his head or something. It wouldn't have been no coming back from that. Okay. No coming back. And people lost their life. People that were there at that show lost their life. One lost their life and the other is in critical condition. Okay. So when people tell me, oh, this is only a show, it's all a show, Brother Jimmy, it's all a show, I ain't buying it. I don't feel it in my discernment. And I'm someone that you know, I love all my religious brothers and sisters, as long as you're about unconditional love, unconditional forgiveness, and you're doing what's righteous and you're working on solutions to better the planet and better the people, I'm all for you, okay? But it ain't about religion. It's about relationship with the divine creator of all things. It's about relationship, the point of origin, right? The divine creator. Here we go from Sister Lynn. Father God, divine creator of all. Yes, the divine creator, the point of origin of all things. But it's not about religion. It's about relationship. And even President Trump, look, they asked for Secret Service to beef it up. He was denied. Of course he would be denied. Of course he would be denied. And they want you to sit there and believe that the Secret Service was on top of everything. Bullshit. I have a video showing a Secret Service sniper looking at this guy. Excuse my French when I said bullshit, but it needs that word. They think we're stupid. You know, they're sitting there watching the guy, they're looking through the scope and letting this guy get off 5-7 shots before they freaking blow his head off, which, of course, why do they blow his head off? You know, there was an observer that seen the guy crawling up on the roof with the rifle, was telling the police, which I have the video of. I'm going to play it. I'll move my speaker a little closer. Move my mic to the speaker so you all can hear it and let me know you can hear it. But the dude, seen the dude crawling up on the roof with the rifle, told the cops. The Secret Service was looking at the dude. He was pointing to the dude on the roof. This was minutes, 5 minutes or more before the shooting. So you tell me, brothers and sisters, what you think in the comments of what's going on here, because this, they must think we are the dumbest people on the planet, okay? They must think we're the dumbest people on the planet. Yes, I can see both YouTube and Facebook chat. And again, I'll get it hooked up to Twitter and all of that. We're going to expand out Rumble. I got a Rumble channel. We have a Rumble channel for MPN. We're really going to be getting out more and more. And yeah, of course, this is a satanic agenda. And this has been going on for a long, 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 long time, way longer than the 6,000 years of history they try to tell us that is what only exists. Okay, this has been going on for a long time. But we here today that are living on planet Earth right now, we are here for this moment in time to do great things, to step into our power through the divine creator and do the destiny that we're here for. Not to sit idly by all of this stuff that's going on, the takeover of all the pillars of society, okay, the takeover of all of them by the satanic Luciferian, brotherhood of darkness, sisterhood of darkness, whatever you want to call it, they're on the dark side. You know, the creator God's been telling me, the divine father has been telling me for years now that there is no more gray. People have to choose a side. They have to choose a side. Either you're going to walk in the light, and this is my right hand, walk in the light, be righteous, unconditional love, unconditional forgiveness, and focusing on solutions, not getting indoctrinated by the fear, not allowing yourself to vibrate in fear, not allowing yourself to feed that energy. Because when you do, you grow that. You grow it. That's why at My Patriots Network, we focus on the solutions with Brother Sheriff Mack and Brother Scotty Sachs of Sovereign Radio, Sheriff Mack of the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association. My God, what's more important than getting constitutional sheriffs in every county across at least the conservative counties? What's more important than that? And they might interrupt this video. They might do it. I'll start it again. I don't care. You know, I'm going to keep myself again, so that we don't have an issue with Facebook and YouTube. But the bottom line is, we got to be focused on solutions, community gardens, constitutional sheriffs. We got a lot of things that we're going to be showing you what we've been doing and how you can participate. Because look, this federal government is in a war against each other and against the people. Okay. I pray for President Trump every single day, and we're going to pray for him again on this video today, on this live today. We're going to pray for his family. We're going to pray for all you. We're going to declare and decree. We're going to step into our power and become the people that we were destined to be. We are made in the image of the Creator, brothers and sisters. We are made in the image. That's why you got to be very careful what you say come out of your mouth. Life and death is in the tongue, and you shall eat the fruit of it. The law of attraction of what you vibrate out, you get back. If you're vibrating out fear, anxiety, all of this, you're going to get it back in abundance. If you're vibrating out success, love, light, goodness, forgiveness, charity, being grateful, being humble, all of those things, you're going to get it back. Okay? And we've got to get more people getting into a positive vibration. And we've got a lot of resources that are free to help you do that. Okay? And I will be talking about that on another live coming up this week, where I'm going to be talking about what we're doing, what's launching for free, the community, the club with the community, all of that, where we're going to get really super organized. We're going to start putting together community gardens. We're going to start making sure we're getting involved in our local government. We're going to make sure we're looking at our sheriff. And if he's not a constitutional sheriff and not willing to participate in, you know, making sure that everything within that county is constitution, making sure it follows the constitution, then we got to get rid of him. We got to gather together the patriots and we got to get rid of them. Okay. We got to vote them out. I mean, I heard on a couple different posts, and I heard before that Biden was talking about, you know, putting the bullseye on Trump. Well, definitely last night, I mean, the guy, you know, God again intervened And he just moved at the right time for that just to graze it, you know, his right ear. And it's blood was coming down. It's sad to see this. Is this what we are at in this world right now, in this country and around the world? I mean, believe me when I'm telling you, if the United States of America falls, the rest of the world's going with it. And again, please share this video, like it, comment on it. I will keep it clean so that we have no problems or you have no problems on YouTube, but they're definitely trying to suppress the message. I'm going to show you. I got 25,000 engagements on the picture post that I did yesterday while I was talking, going live, because then I didn't use StreamYard, and only 4,500 reach with 220,000 people that are following NPN. Tell me that's not wrong. Tell me that's not suppression. You know, we build this NPN. We have all our brother and sister patriots following us. They want to get this information, and then Facebook just shuts it down. You know what I mean? They restrict it. Give me money, we'll let you get more reach. But if you don't give me money, we won't let you get reach. And we're giving them money. We advertise on Facebook. You know, we boost our posts and we do that stuff. Not all of our posts, but some of our posts related to the financial situation and what's going on and some other things that we do. We spend money with Facebook. You know, we were going to spend more with the companies that do right, like Rumble and other ones. And, you know, here's the bottom line. I don't trust any of them. Okay. I know one thing in certain for life. That's 100% to me. One thing. Time will tell. Time will tell. Always time tells what the actual truth of the matter is. Right? It's time. It takes time. Some things take a lot longer to get the truth out. Some things are shorter. Okay? But let me show you a couple things that just... My blood is boiling, you know. Again, you know, we were planning on finishing up Sovereign Radio's news site that we're going to be syndicating to the radio stations and the Patriots Club. I'll just say it now for the first time. One of the most expensive domain names the company's ever paid for. But it's important to have the club, that there's a free entry point, and have the community that's free so that we can start gathering together off of these platforms and get these community gardens going. Get backing up the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association so we can get elected sheriffs that are constitutional and get rid of these people that are not constitutional. America has a constitution. We're a republic. We need to get back to that. And it's going to take most of us, you know, that are on here, if you're Generation X or you're baby boomers, you could plan on this going on pretty much our whole lives. We're going to be working on this. Even if the federal government was perfect tomorrow, there's so much locally that has to be done. I mean, it's just so much work that has to be done to get this planet and all of this sorted out right. You know, all of it's built on a crumbling foundation, like on quicksand. That's how bad it is, okay? But you don't need to focus on, oh, well, let me crawl under my desk and, you know, worry. No, man, brothers and sisters, get yourself, you know, your supplies that you have, your emergency food, your emergency water, your emergency power, the things that you need, put it away and start focusing on the solutions, declare and decree, pray, build freaking a relationship with the divine creator. Don't say you have one. If you don't, build one. You'll start seeing a lot more stuff manifest in your life in a positive way. Listen to positive frequencies. Create a positive environment. Get rid of negative people. Anybody who's bringing that negative energy to you, bye. That's what you tell them. Goodbye. I don't care if they're family members. I don't care if they're friends. I don't care, whatever. If they're bringing negative energy around you, it is affecting you. Okay? It is affecting you. Your energy body is the thing that's having the experience in this 3D, three-dimensional place. Okay? this biological matter body that we have, but the spirit and the soul is the primary, right? When you pass away, you don't pass away, okay? You transcend, right? Again, maybe you've transcended a bunch of times. I have no idea. I'm not going to even get into that argument point, okay? But let me show you a couple of these things here. Let me see, share my screen. Now, will it let me show my tab? Okay, it will. So let me go over here. And then, yeah, put your comments in, put your links in. You know, if you've got something that you want me to look at and bring up for everybody, do that. Please share this, share it. Okay, so I'm going to move over here real quick. So let me first show you something here, folks. So this is my Patriots Network. If you're not already a follower, please follow. But let me show you. So yesterday I went on, when this happened, I was on with Scotty Sachs from Sovereign Radio. He's partners with, you know, we've joint ventured together to bring Sovereign Radio out to everybody. And that's a whole nother live that we'll be doing. But so my wife comes in here. I'm on with him. She tells me somebody shot Trump. So I immediately, well, that was actually before I got on with him. I was late getting on with him. And then I went and watched it. And then I got on with him and I told him what was happening. And I just, my blood was boiling. She was bawling. My blood was boiling. And, you know, because I serve my country. I'm a patriot. I'm not worried about dying for this country. I'm not worried about, you know, I don't die. I transcend. I go to another, back to the Heavenly Father. But so I came out, I did this here. I did this one here. And hold on, let me go ahead and move into my Patriots Network so that I can show these stats, okay? And if you haven't watched this video, make sure to do it. It's a really good video. So I'm down here. I'm boiling. I didn't get StreamYard. I'm just talking. So you look at this. I have 220,000 followers, and they let me reach 1,100 people. So they weren't letting me put any images here. So I had to put this up, and you can see this reached a lot more people. Let's just say more people than that, more than what this video reach, but check this out. 26,000 engagements. The average engagement on Facebook is like 2%. And they only let me reach 4,395 people. Please, please spread this out. Share it. And I'm getting on with them next week. I'm very pissed off about this. And I'm going to talk to the Texas Attorney General, get with his office to see what I can do about this, because I've got enough proof, enough evidence showing that they're doing that. I mean, if I'm building a business page and I've got followers, the followers of that business page should see those posts. They should at least get an opportunity to see them. They should at least go on their wall. But when you're saying, when you got 536 engagement and they're only sharing it to 660 people, that's not right. That's not right. Okay. Now, I am approved for political and social matters, so I could probably boost these posts, which I'll probably be doing this week, but I want to talk to them first, because this just, it angers me about what they did to our beautiful president, you know, our beautiful warrior, patriotic president. And we know what happened in 2020. We know what happened there, what they've done. And now right in front of our face, they don't give a flying, you know what, they're going to take him down. But even when they did that, he said, fight. I mean, the dude just had a bullet almost go through his face or his head. And the first thing he gets back with the Secret Service is fight. And I got to tell you, I hope a lot of these people in the Secret Service, that they literally get fired. I'm not talking about the ones that were on the ground that didn't see that, but that sniper that I'm going to show you here, let me show you real quick and then we'll come back. This situation right here, where that sniper is looking. Watch this again here. Looking at the dude, waits till the fire, the bullets are fired, and then blows his head off. So what is up with that, right? What is up with that? But to do that to our president, and then also, and I got to be careful here again, because we know that the suppression, well, what's all that about? And that's up on a lot of different posts all over the place. I heard it the day it was said. It came back to me that this was said. We're done talking about the debate. It's time to put Trump in a bullseye. I mean, is this where we're at? You know, God again told me about getting out of the gray. Either you got to choose the light or the darkness. But he also told me about the great separation in my discernment, meaning meditation, prayer, about the great separation. Are we able to live with these people? Brothers and sisters in the comments, what do you think? I mean, are we able to live with these people? I mean, I think that we have to all, you know, I don't know if the states will break up. I don't know if different things will happen. But how can we coexist? I'm not talking about violence here. I'm talking about living, you know, in areas where, you know, again, it's politics, Democrat, Republican. I don't want to say that, but righteous, demonic, you know, where are we? How are we going to coexist in the same cities and states and all of this? If one side doesn't even want to sit down and talk, all they want to do is do violence, right? And there's some on the other side the same way. Believe me when I'm telling you. Like, look at that. So that post I just showed you, more engagements than reach. And you know, if I boost this, they're going to freaking deny it, right? So share this everywhere. Share it everywhere. Same thing with this. This was from Sky News. Look at all the engagements, more than the reach. Share it everywhere. Read it, share it everywhere. Look at this dude. Who is this dude? Different people talking about this dude. This video too, great video, share it. I'll be putting these other two videos up today also on here. Share these pictures. Let's keep sharing and sharing and sharing and sharing the word, you know. But I mean, you look at what happened, and then you look at what they were doing. And we go here and we listen to this. Now, listen to this. I don't know if I can make this a little bit bigger. No, that takes it out. But if I blow it up like this, I'm not sure that you're going to see that, because it's blowing it up out of the thing. So I'm going to have to leave it like this. But listen to what this gentleman says. I'm going to put, this is on my laptop speaker, but I'm going to put it over here so you can hear it. Let me put that over there real quick, so you're probably not hearing me, but listen to this.
Okay, folks, let me bring this back here.
So here we go with that. And then we see our great president here. Look here. What's he do? He moves them out of the way, opens up again. Fight, fight, fight. Okay? Fight, fight, fight. A man that is worth billions of dollars that doesn't need to do this. Okay? He doesn't need to do this. Let me pull off of the share. He doesn't need to do this. He doesn't need to do it. He could be on all the beaches and all the best golf courses around the world. He could be taking his family all over the place. He doesn't need to do this, but he is. And again, you see the resilience of this man, how brave he is. And I know there's people out there telling me he's a clone and, you know, all of these different things. I don't know. I'm not in Cherokee Mountain, wherever mountain. I think it's, what is it called? The mountain where they go in and, you know, to handle all the, things, you know, back and forth, where they handle the nuclear stuff and all that, that he's down there living with his family. Look, if they want to fly me there and show me, then I'll believe it. You know what I mean? But right now, you know, my discernments tell me that's Trump and that someone tried to take him out yesterday and that this thing's only getting started on the heating up. It's going to get a lot hotter and that we all got to pray. We all got to declare. We all got to decree. We got to make sure that we are helping and focusing on the solutions and not feeding our energy to the problem. Do you all understand that? And I'll give you, if you go to Twitter, I'll have those videos up on my Patriots Network later on. That video I just showed you, and I'll get the other video too, which I'm going to show you here in a minute. I'll get them up on my Patriots so you can just go to the Facebook page for my Patriots and you can listen to it yourself. You can hear it yourself. You can stop it. You can look and do all of that. The video that I do have up on, I think I just showed that to you. Let me show you again. Show you the Facebook. This video right here is a really good video that shows, you know, a couple seconds prior to the shot. And if he didn't move his head, he would have been, I mean, and then it goes through the whole process. If he wouldn't move his head, it would be a different story today. Okay. And you can go through this. You can slow it down and share it. Share it. I mean, there's only 55 shares on this. Share this everywhere, folks. That you're, whether you're watching this now live or you're watching the recording in the future, share this. Share it. Put your comments down here. Put your thoughts down here. Put your prayers down here. That's another thing. The prayer circle is going to launch with the new community. It's going to launch. And right now, so make sure that you do that. You know, you spread that video. You get the information out. We got to, you know, this is going to wake up more people. This is going to wake up more people. And even look at my live. They suppressed my live. 19 people. I got 220,000 people here. The good thing about it is I can promote it to the list. I can promote it and boost, make an ad around it and boost it to all the followers. And that's what we're planning on doing. We're going to get all this information out to the followers, whether they like it, or to our followers, whether they like it or not. Okay. But let's keep on pounding and share it, you know, like it, comment on it, put your thoughts on it. But we will have the prayer room up. Let me show you guys something real quick. But this is a good video, and I'll get the other ones up too. This is a very good video to pause, blow up, look at, and continue to go back and forth with on that so you can see it's terrible. Every time I see it, my stomach just knots and my blood's boiling. It's just boiling, my blood. On this whole thing. It's just so disgusting that I can't even, you know, it's just disgusting, really a terrible, terrible thing that's going on here, right? Very, very terrible for we, the people of the United States and of the world. The world isn't stupid. I mean, my father-in-law is in the Dominican Republic. My wife was on with him. He, all the people in the Dominican Republic were, you know, they got themselves like a mini Trump over there now, Lewis. They were all upset about it. More and more people. That's why, you know, they're seeing more and more people going to Trump. And this is just going to accelerate it even more. It's going to accelerate the donations. It's going to accelerate people backing him up. It's just going to continue to accelerate it. There's no stopping this. There's no stopping this. And the great separation has to happen because there's no sitting down at the table. I don't look. All of these government agencies are infested. They're infested. I don't trust any of them. If you look at the Constitution, the federal government is supposed to do five things. Sheriff Mack talks about that all the time. Not 500 million. Five things. We, the people, are supposed to hold the power within the counties and the towns. We, the people, are the bosses of this government. Supposed to be. They're targeting people based on their First Amendment rights, you know, their speech, their opinion, what they believe in their heart. They're targeting people. They've been doing it now for years and years and years. This goes way beyond the Patriots Act. Isn't that something, the Patriots Act, that took away freedom from the American people? It's been way before that. They've been monitoring us. They've been doing all kinds of stuff way before that. And you got people out there, and again, I am about love and light. I'm about focusing your energy on the solutions. My team, myself, what we're doing, Scotty Sachs, Sheriff Mack, you know, they can call us racist. I'm married to a Latino. My grandchildren are Asian, African, and American on my son Tommy's side. I'm like the United Nations. I'm not like the United Nations, but I love everybody. Okay. I don't believe in race. I believe in the human race. Again, they set races up to do what? Divide and conquer. They set politics up to do what? Divide and conquer. They set up religion, unfortunately, to divide and conquer. When you go back to the source of most of the religion that is available out there, and again, there's a lot of good things that go on, but there's been a lot of bad things that went on too. You look at the source of the editing of the scriptures around it. It's not good people editing it. It's not good people editing it, okay? So this is all about divide and conquer. We got to come together. We got to be together as one family under the divine creator, his daughters and sons. We got to declare and decree. Okay. I'm going to get into some of that. Let me right now say a prayer for everybody that's watching this. Let's first say one for Donald Trump again and his family. Yesterday, I went through and did a few prayers. You can see that on yesterday's live. You know, watch it. Please share it. But Heavenly Father, we come to you in your name. That's your son's name, the Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach. We thank you, Father, for protecting Donald Trump from assassination yesterday, Father. We thank you that you put your hand of protection upon him at that moment to allow that bullet to graze his ear and not go through his head, Father. Father, we pray for those families that are suffering, the families that are suffering right now, one who lost a precious loved one, and another whose precious loved one is in critical condition, Father. We thank you, Father, for putting your legions of angels around President Trump, his family, his inner circle, and his supporters, Father. We thank you for surrounding them with your angels. We thank you, Father, for all these brothers and sisters right now that are watching this video or will watch it this live in the future. We thank you for surrounding them and their families with your angel protection, putting your personal hand of protection upon them and anointing them for your purpose and will, birthing them for this moment in time, Father. Thank you for filling them with your Holy Spirit, bringing them closer to you and your son, Yahushua, and making them the people you destined to be. Thank you for healing their mind, body, and souls, giving them knowledge, wisdom, courage, strength, fearlessness, and faithfulness, giving them discernment through your Holy Spirit, to know right from wrong, to know truth from lies, to live in the now, and to follow the path you've laid out for them to accomplish the destiny you created for in this lifetime, Father. Thank you, Father, for blessing them, protecting them, providing for them, healing them, and forgiving them. We give you all the glory and honor, praise, Father, and Yahushua HaMashiach's name, amen. Now, that's a prayer that God gave me. Say upon all people every day, including my family. Another thing that you have to do is you got to declare and decree, because you have the power from the divine creator to dispatch angels. So one of the things I pray about is I come to the Father. Now, Yahushua HaMashiach means Jesus Christ, okay? I believe in the Christ. I believe the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Christ. And I've read a lot of different books. I'm in the Gnostic Bible right now, about halfway through it. Most people's minds would be blown, but I've read a lot of different religious scripts, okay? And a lot of different books on them. I've read the Bible, so many times. I've got one that's not edited down, and I've read that so many times, I can't even count. I mean, through my life. Again, get up in the morning, get up earlier, spend your morning in prayer and meditation, building that relationship, declaring and decreeing, and unleashing just billions of angels. Because when we do it together, we release more. So one of the prayers I say, Heavenly Father, I come to you in Yahushua HaMashiach's name, and I ask and thank you, Father, for dispatching your warring angels to stop anybody and everybody who's trying to start World War III, trying to shut down the food supply, water supply, energy supply, or hurt the people and the planet in any way. I declare and decree this in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, and thank you for it, Father. It's that simple. You can do it for every single area that we need to declare and decree. There's scientific studies out there that show when people went in, of just a handful of people went into a certain town or a certain area and started doing meditation, that the crime rate went down. Have you all heard about that, brothers and sisters? Have you heard about these studies where the crime rate went down because people were actually meditating, bringing their light and their love? I mean, it's powerful. Who's heard that out there? I mean, put it in the comments if you heard it. But you see, you know, this thing is only going to get more extreme. And even with what's going on with the weather right now, okay, as we get more intel on President Trump, we'll be sharing it. You know, we're going to be doing more lives. We're going to be building, you know, getting it out in front of our people. I'm going to work on Facebook giving me a check mark, because they've already know where I'm at, who I'm at, when I got, you know, validated to be able to do political and social posts. Because if I want to talk about the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association, and, you know, with two objectives, one is to train sheriffs that want to make sure they're following the Constitution and they can get their posse together with their citizens within their county, get the citizens trained, get them working together as a team, right? Because the sheriff in 45 states still is the highest law enforcement person. Don't have to listen to the president. Don't have to listen to the governor. Doesn't have to listen to the county commissioner. Doesn't have to listen to the mayor. They are the highest level. They are voted in by the people. We need to support that. Wouldn't you agree? Wouldn't you think that we need to support that? I mean, it's really, really important that we do. Okay? There's different solutions that we're already involved in. And of course, we have other brothers and sisters that are bringing more solutions in. But we got to stay focused on the solutions, folks. We got to stay focused on the solutions. Can I get an amen on that? Do you believe that in your heart, that we have to focus and put our energy into the solutions and not into the problems? We really, really need to do that. And again, Facebook will mess with my comments. Let me see if our comments are okay. They mess with everything. You know, they mess with everything to try to, restrain it. They don't want, you know, they don't want anyone to, you know, see it. But let's just keep sending it and sending it and sending it no matter what. okay? No matter what. We just need to continue to send it. I got news for you. Unfortunately, the majority of Congress, I'm not saying everybody, is corrupt. Same thing with the Senate. Same with thing with all these agencies. How do you go into a place making 150 grand a year and then within 4 or 5 years, you're worth 29 million? Okay. Therefore, that you know, they're not for the people. They're for themselves, the majority of them. I'm not saying all of them. Only God knows your heart. Okay. And I'm not going to sit here pointing fingers at everybody. But I can tell you that most of them are not for us, the people. The sons and daughters of the Most High, they're not for us. So that whole thing has to come crumbling down so it can be built, rebuilt in light. Because it's built in darkness. It's all dark. That's why you got to focus on your local situation. You got to focus on your local situation. And get involved. If you're in, you know, a pure communist type of county, you got to move. You got to move. And you can do it. Again, I'm just saying, you know, I see what I've been talking about for a while. And I said I was going to show you something. Let me go ahead and pull up YouTube. Because I want to show you this real quick. Okay, let me see. Keyword inspector. All right, so let me pull this up for you. Give me 1 second here. Give me 1 second here, and I'm going to show you something too. So let me show my screen again. And these are really, really important videos that we did. And we almost did, I think, close to 90 episodes. We'll take a look here in a minute. I'll show you where they're at. And I'm going to show you something else that will help you with your frequency and your vibration. It's free. It's, you know, it doesn't cost you anything. It's free. So there's no excuse not to utilize it, right? So let me share it through here. Okay, let me go in here. So when you put in Patriot and Llama Show, and that was a show that I did with the Llama before he went rogue, and you can see all the searches for all the key phrases coming out. When you add all of these searches up, it's over 60-some thousand people that are still searching for that show. And it was a crying shame. Again, the Llama went rogue with Brother Joseph and me with what he was doing was, and I'm not going to get into the details, but you can see all the searches that were happening here, all right, around that. And if we go into, and this is really what we were feeding my Patriots Network with, and we're going to be doing a lot. Oh, well, that's great. Interesting. Let's see here. Your channel. They must have did an update or something. Okay, so, and again, they're suppressing this. We've got to get this one more active, right? So there's Brother Joseph Land. There's me. And there's the Llama. And this still has a lot of great information. A lot of great information. And you can see the different... if you go to the live, you can see the different Patriot and Llama shows that we did. And there's a lot of great information in here that you can watch. We used to have them on multiple channels, but there's a lot of great information that you can listen to. And you're going to see a lot of stuff that we said is happening. Okay? Because we're getting the discernment through the Creator and we're delivering it to the people. But these are really, really, really great, great shows that we did. and they're still available. I'm not going to delete them off of my Patriots Network. As we scale this up, I'm not going to delete them off there. One of the other things is, too, again, this one. Hold on a second. Yeah, now. Again, that dude looks like he's looking right at that person. We'll have to find out, but it looks like he's looking right at that person. Pretty interesting, huh? Pretty interesting. He's going to have to answer for that. But as we get more information, we'll be doing more lives, okay? This week, I'm going to update you all on what we're doing with the Patriots Club and its community. I'll do a live and show you what we're doing, and we're getting ready to launch it. And again, Sovereign Radio, we had to rebuild the website in order to take it to syndication. So we're almost done with that. We should have that finished up this week. And then when we launch that, we'll be launching the Patriot Club with it, along with the community. And the Patriots Club, you can join for free. You can get into the community for free. You can watch anything you want on Sovereign Radio for free. So there's no excuse. And we're going to be bringing, again, the solutions that we're involved in and the solutions that are getting activated. There's a lot of great patriots out there that got great solutions, and we got everybody infighting. Not everybody. We got a lot of people infighting in the Patriot Network. And it's not about me. It's not about any of them. Okay? Redhead says, yes, you and Tommy are the real deal. Thank you. Thank you, brother or sister. Really appreciate that. Any questions before I get off this live that you would like to ask me? Any comments that you would like people to show? Also, Redhead says, I remember your old videos. Yes, I mean, I left them there. I left them there. Thank you, Sister Lynn Beth. I left them there because I want you to see them. They are, and I have them all on Dropbox too, but they, and in Vimeo, they are a proof of what we said is coming true or is happening. And it's not because of us saying it, it's because discernment through the Holy Spirit, through the Father Creator saying it through us, right? And we've got so much that we're gonna be rolling out. That's what I've been doing for the last year to get this stuff done, so that we could bring this out, expand the Patriot Network, and get more people, millions and millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of patriots around the world involved in the solutions, And we're going to be bringing also to you about what's going on with the weather. I did a show with my son on Truth Mafia about it. We're going to get into a detailed conversation with Brother Richard, and there's a solution, and we're working on the solution, and we actually probably have the first solution where we're going to be bringing in people with means, meaning they're multimillionaires minimum, and they're going to be putting the solution strategically located all over our planet to reverse the effects of what's going on. You see the weather? 4 times more tornadoes in Ohio, my son and Brother Ryan, who I work with, told me in Ohio, 4 times more tornadoes. They're getting ready to reclassify, get a higher class of tornado. Might end up seeing that with hurricanes too. Volcanoes are popping off all over the place. Earthquakes are happening. Shaking is waking. What happened yesterday was horrible. It's a disgrace. Terrible. But one thing that will come out of it in a positive way, I think more than one thing, more people are awake today. More people are awake today. That's a good thing. And those of us that are awake, maybe this is kicking us in the butt a little bit and getting us back on track where we're supposed to be. like me doing the lives, two lives since this happened. Now I had them planned, you know, as we launch these things to get back on it. And we're really going to be going all over the Patriot Network. We have over 200 and some PIs, I call them, Patriot influencers, that will be going on the shows over the next 6 months. And some of them will be, you know, continuously round robbing them and them on our shows, the Sovereign Radio and MPN. But I love you all very much. Let's send those prayers to President Trump and his family. Do those declares and decrees. Dispatch those angels, those warring angels. We are in the Great Awakening. It's happening right now. And you're going to have two paths that you're going to be able to go down. One is heaven on earth, and one is going to be hell on earth. It's completely up to you which path you go down. You are responsible for your reality, what's in your life. End of story. It's the way it is. You attract everything in your life. Everything. Good and bad. So let's focus on the solutions together. Let's bring heaven on earth. Let whoever is going to go through hell on earth, you can't save everybody. You can't save everybody. That includes family. That includes friends. That includes acquaintances. That includes the world. You can't save everybody. But do me a favor, please share this far and wide. If you got value out of this live today, please put it down in the comments. I want to get this out. We're really going to be stepping up all efforts 100-fold. And we don't have time to waste. None of us have any time to waste. So in saying that, again, I love you all very much. God bless you. And you have a wonderful day with you and your family. Take care.